Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast from a series on the Gospel of John entitled, Can We Really Know God? When I was in high school, it was fashionable among my peers to be an agnostic. We believed that there was a God, but that he was unknowable. I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church and knew all about God, but did not know God. In my immaturity, I reasoned that my experience must be the norm. God was unknowable. Nevertheless, I continued my search to find out the truth about God. I wanted to know him, but I did not know how to get there. The Bible calls this being lost. Little did I know that my experience is common to man and is the reason that Jesus came to our planet. Luke records that Jesus said these words, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Luke 19:10. Jesus taught his followers that knowing God is eternal life. John 17:3 says, "And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth." Eternal life does not come from being part of a church organization or believing a set of doctrines. It comes from knowing God. I had been taught by the church that Jesus came to earth to die for my sins, but no one ever told me that part of the deal was being able to know God. I had been robbed by the church that only taught a partial and corrupted form of the gospel. That is, until my girlfriend, who is now my wife, told me that she had come to know Jesus. When I first read her letter describing what had happened to her, that was before email and texts, folks, I thought she was crazy. As a Roman Catholic, I had no way to adequately understand her experience of coming to know that Jesus is real and having complete faith in him. How could that happen to a person? But she and God had my attention. Not just because Jesus had gotten between me and my girl, but because I wanted to know God like she did, if that were possible. After talking a lot with her and others and doing a lot of thinking, I decided to take a huge step. I prayed to a God that I did not even know was there for sure. I asked Jesus if he were really out there to reveal himself to me. After all, if God is real, he ought to be able to do that, right? I asked him to come into my life because that is what I was told was the right prayer by a student evangelist who just happened to come by my room one day. Coincidence? I prayed that prayer in all sincerity, but with absolutely no attempt to make something happen. I prayed and let it go. I did not give it a second thought. I did not try to believe because I thought that would be totally false. It was going to be real or nothing. In fact, I forgot I even prayed. Nevertheless, God heard that prayer. I had cracked open the door of my heart, and God came in. I did not know about the following Bible verse, but Jesus did, because he's the one who spoke these words in Revelation 3:20. "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends." What I found out is that God pursues people, is well able to communicate with us, and is looking for some kind of response from us. He had been after me. He was pulling on my heart through other people and the Holy Spirit. And finally, I responded. Looking back, I realize now that after praying, I changed immediately. I remember thinking back then how much happier I was and how much more other-focused. I found joy in doing things for people. I had no idea it was because Jesus had responded to my prayer and come into my life. I thought it was because my Zen meditations were especially effective. Oh, brother, the things the Lord has to put up with. A couple of weeks later, Martha and I got together again and discussed Jesus, since he was the center of her life now. It got me thinking about things again. Late one night on my way home from being with her, I found myself alone in a room full of vending machines. How romantic. The perfect place for God to show up, right? As I pondered how my life was changing, I suddenly remembered praying that prayer to Jesus. In a flash, it seemed as if God filled the room. I had never been in a room with God before, but somehow I knew He was with me. I was no longer an agnostic. I was a knower, a believer. I knew for the first time that Jesus really rose from the dead, and everything the Bible says about Him is true. I have no idea how the Holy Spirit accomplished that transformation in me, but I am so glad He did. A few days later, I read the following Bible verse, which seemed to describe what happened that night. John 3:8 reads, "The wind," which is the Greek word pneuma, which can be translated either wind or spirit, "the pneuma blows wherever it wants." Just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can explain how people are born of the Spirit. The first thing I did was tell all my dorm mates about what happened. I remember seeing tears in my roommate's eyes. I have no idea if he was a believer, but God touched him that night. It was the most normal and natural thing in the world to tell others about Jesus, because I had just found out that there really is a God and He can be known by us through Jesus. That's really good news. Jesus told us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Being new to all this, I really did not want to go to sleep that night. I was afraid that the emotional high I was riding would dissipate, leaving me right back where I was before, an agnostic. Finally, around 4 a.m, I drifted off to sleep. I think I got up around 7 or so, and guess what? I still believed. And today, 49 years later, I still believe. Something remarkable happened that night. I had come to know God deep in my spirit. I was born again and had eternal life. It's real. 1 John 5:13 says, "I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life." What joy I experienced and still do, knowing that I have eternal life. The Catholic Church never told me I could possess eternal life. They told me I could never know for sure. That was a lie. Now I know the truth. Knowing God is eternal life, and you can have it now. John's gospel tells us that Jesus came to help us know God. We might say that was His purpose. John 1:18 reads, "No one has ever seen God, the only one himself God, who is closest in fellowship with the Father, has made God known." The only one who knows the Father came to make him known to us so that we can experience the incredible joy of knowing him for ourselves. Matthew 11:27 reads, "My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Do you have a longing to know God? Are you willing to open your life to Jesus and ask him to reveal the Father to you? That is what I did, and it forever changed my life for the better. Why don't you pray something like the following? "Jesus, I want to know God, but so far I've not been able to get there. I hear that you came to reveal the Father to those you choose. I ask you to choose me. I open my heart to you, Jesus, and ask you to come in and take possession of my life. Please forgive my many sins and make me yours completely. Open my heart and eyes to behold Father God. I want to know him for myself and experience eternal life. Amen." If you prayed that, you have every reason to believe that Jesus will answer your request. After all, he is the one who said the following words in John 6:37, "Those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them."